doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk gardening from the natural, organic standpoint. This is Dirt Doctor Radio, and I'm delighted to have you on board for as long as you can stay, and we'll chat about whatever you'd like to chat about. If you want to call and be with me on the show, it's 1-866-444-3478. The lines are already loaded, which I really appreciate. When you hear somebody hang up, though, jump on here and we'll try to get to you as quickly as we can. I've got some stuff to do, as I always do, a little in Howard's garden and a few things. One thing I'm not going to be spending any time on this morning, that number once again for you went kind of fast there, is 866-444-3478. I do not have an SPCA of the week report for you, a dog to highlight, because they didn't send me one. Judy told me something this morning that I totally missed. There was some kind of special nationwide clear the kennel, help the get the dogs adopted week or weekend or something. I've tried to look it up online, and I looked in the paper this morning, and I can't find anything about it. So if anybody has any information about that, she said that the reports on TV that she saw indicated that a huge number of dogs were adopted. The news that she saw said that the adoptions were for free for some period of time. But anyway, we don't have a dog like we usually do for you. And Nadine, I think it was Nadine from last week, is still up on DirtDoctor.com. And I don't know if she's been adopted yet or not. I'll try to check on that for you, too, and see if that was indeed the right name. Our dog, just a little quick report for you. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show in San Antonio yesterday. He asked how our new family member was doing. And Hazel's doing great. She and Tater have decided that they like each other a lot. She still hurts him a little bit every now and then because they start playing, and they play like crazy. But she just is a little rough sometimes, and we get a little squeal out of him. I was doing a radio show on a show in Chicago talking about RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's probiotics yesterday. And when they called me, she got him to do a little squeak for the radio show. It also happened just briefly on Bob's show, too. But anyway, the people have been asking about it. They're doing great together. And she has decided, I think, that she likes the Garrett, being part of the Garrett family. My tea this morning is all homemade stuff, not any store-bought at all. Fennel, sprig about 4 inches long, 2 bay leaves, ingrowth of lemon verbena about 8 inches, and a little rosemary in there, and apple cider vinegar. And it's pretty good tea. It's a good one for you to try, so give that a shot. If you're a new listener, some of the things that you may want to know about real quickly is that we've got a website, dirtdoctor.com, and it covers a lot of stuff. It's very deep. The library part of dirtdoctor.com is all in alphabetical order. You can look up things there. And then if you look at the home page, the two major features on the left, you'll see a big button that changes, and it goes through an introduction to what we talk about. It has the basic information about our natural organic certification course there. There'll be a photograph there, and it's the contest picture. We've already had a couple of people email me and try to guess what the today's contest picture is. Do not have a winner yet, so if you want to check that out, if you identify the tree that's there first, you win $195 value which is the test. It's the natural organic certification test. So, and I see some people are going to make some guesses on the air coming up. So we'll get to that in just a second. A lot of people, I ran into some people last night at a party that were taking, currently going through the test. We're getting still good feedback from everybody about the test. If you haven't checked into it, all the information is right there on dirtdoctor.com. We also have a newsletter. The newsletter is weekly and it's free. We talk about a lot of different things. I've been doing specific plants lately. We did a native plant to the South. It's native here in Texas and some other parts of the South that you might be interested in as the latest one. Coral bean is the plant. I have to drink some of my tea here in a minute. And we talk about environmental issues. We talk about some new techniques. We talk about all kinds of things. And if you want the newsletter, just sign up right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's the easiest way to do it. You can email us and say, sign me up. Just send it to info at dirtdoctor.com. But the quickest, easiest way to start getting the newsletter is just fill out the form that's right there on the homepage. I want to talk about diseases some. I'll save that. We're going to talk about fertilizing. You're hearing from the people who recommend synthetic fertilizers that it's not a time to fertilize. That doesn't apply with the natural organic techniques and fertilizers. And so we'll talk about that. There was a lot of conversation about cornmeal yesterday on Bob's show. It was started happening before I was on with him at my regular time, which is normally 8 o'clock. It varies sometime depending on his schedule and mine, but I'll get into that in a little bit. And oxygen in the house. We, as you know, we have had a mold problem fixed at our place, and the final report came back really good about toxins, no toxins being there, no mole problem still, but we've got this kind of weird situation left that we've got a high level of carbon dioxide in the house and producing oxygen. We've got a lot of plants in the house, but we're about to have some more, and we're also looking into some devices to add to the house that actually produce oxygen. And it's kind of created some interesting conversation that I'll get in to with you. Well, let's see. Let's just go ahead and see who's first up this morning. It's gonna be interesting. I'm gonna have to come up with harder contest questions, it looks like. Cynthia Salina, Texas is first up with the Dirt Doctor. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? You can? Are you scrambling around for a phone there?
Yeah, I was trying to get on the phone. It's Trident Maple, isn't it?
Well, that contest didn't last very long, Cynthia. That's exactly right. Trident Maple, which is one of my favorite maples. It's not my favorite maple. My favorite is Big Tooth, which is native to Texas. And Trident is native to the same part of Asia where crepe myrtles come from and Japanese maples and things like that. And it's a really good tree. It gets a little bit of cosmetic damage in the summer to the foliage, kind of like Shantung maple does. Shantung comes from basically the same part of Asia.
And I have a gorgeous Shantung maple.
Oh, is yours doing well? Good.
It's doing great. And I'm trying the Trident, but it's been in the ground 2 years, and it's only about 2 feet tall.
Oh, really? Well, it in my experience, I have one at the office now, and the one that there's a picture of on dirtdoctor.com is actually one that I designed into a project in North Dallas about 40 years ago. And it was way before I was into understanding how important the flares are, and you can see in the photograph, I think it's on the Trident, it's in the flare part of the website anyway, but it has a big, beautiful, dramatic flare. So Make sure that the flare of your little tree is exposed as quickly as you can, and then
okay. And
then use the organic techniques, and I think you'll see it catch on and take off. The one that I planted at the office just a few years ago, I guess we planted it about 5 or 6 years ago. It came from a local nursery, and something weird had happened to it in the nursery. It had had a bunch of dieback on the tip growth, and it limped along for a while, but now it's just growing like crazy. So maybe they do take a little while to really get going well. Did Mary Rose get your contact information?
No, not yet.
Okay, let me put you on hold. And if you had a question or something else, I'll come back to you, but I'll let her get the information. Congratulations on winning one of our courses. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And it's Kay's turn in Granbury, Texas. Hello, Kay.
Good morning. My question is, I have 5 cucumber vines. They have been blooming for a good while. I just went out and counted, and I have 25 blooms on one vine.
Okay.
And no baby cucumbers.
Well, this year is a little unusual. First of all, we had the huge amount of rain and cool of temperatures and everything, and then it got super hot, you know, just overnight. And a lot of issues I think that I'm being asked about are related to the weather. Are you doing foliar feeding, Kay?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never had to.
Well, it helps a lot, and especially the Garrett juice mixture, you know, the whole thing, compost, tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed.
Okay.
There's nothing that helps set buds and get flower production and fruit production revved up than that mixture. And I would spray it on the foliage, and I will also drench it into the root system, but other than that, I'm not sure what you can do. If the plants are healthy and producing flowers and they're not turning in, you know, you may not be getting pollination. And that comes primarily in those plants from bumblebees, not honeybees. Have you seen any bees around? Uh-oh. Something happened. She vanished. Hopefully she'll call back. But that's a fairly common question. Pollinators, you know, we did a whole newsletter on pollinators not too long ago. So for those of you that haven't been receiving the newsletter, you can go into the archives. Our archives had a little glitch not too long ago. I think it's been fixed, though, and you can find the one on pollinators. And the thing to do, one, to encourage pollinators to your garden is to have an organic program, a natural organic program, not be spraying toxins and everything, of course, basic first step. And then the second step is to add as many flowering plants as possible. I think a lot of people don't realize that in the vegetable garden and the herb garden, adding some things that aren't necessarily edible are useful as a herb that flower as many different colors as possible. helps to bring the pollinators to the garden. So that combined with the regular spraying, I learned it from a fella that maintained the plants in a nursery in Houston a long time ago. I didn't even realize that the Garrett juice, I knew it worked well as a liquid foliar feed fertilizer and help plants grow and everything. But this business about it helping to stimulate flowers and production of plants, I didn't really realize right in the beginning, but it really, really does. Kay is back here. Let's see if we can. Kay, you back with us?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Go. Did you hear any of that?
Yes, I did. Right quick after it disconnected.
Okay, well, that's what I'd recommend. How are your other plants in the garden doing? Are you getting production on everything else?
The tomatoes that are very close, I guess it's the heat, but it isn't really good now that it's getting hotter.
Yeah.
They were very good to start with, though.
Yeah. Mine's gone downhill some. I'm still getting Juliet, and it's not the greatest tasting tomato in the world, but, boy, it sure is reliable about producing no matter what the weather conditions are like. So.
Uh-huh.
Everybody might keep that in mind. Juliet, it looks like looks a lot like a Roma tomato. Has that kind of shape and thick skin as well. Maybe that's one of the reasons it does so well for such a long time.
Is it a hybrid?
It is a hybrid. Of course, most of the tomatoes are. It's just some of them are open pollinated and will come back true, and some of them have been hybridized so much that they wouldn't come back true. But pretty much all the tomatoes are hybrid one way or another.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for helping me.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we all of a sudden have open lines, so jump on here at 866-444-3478. The question about algae came up in a couple of ways the last couple of days, and I was even dealing with some of those kind of issues with our pond not too long ago. And what I have, most of you realize is, if you've been listeners, one of the things that I have really started recommending and using myself for algae in various different water bodies is hydrogen peroxide. And there's a couple of ways to go. One is you can go the generic way, which I do quite a bit because I'm always experimenting with things. We had string algae pop up. String algae is one of the more difficult algae to control, and it happens in moving water. It happens in water features and different water bodies that have some movement of water, little streams and things like that. My water feature has 4 waterfalls, and string algae pops up kind of overnight when the weather is just in a certain sit pattern. If it changes, it seems like the when it goes from cool to warmer, or maybe even the other direction, that seems to be the thing that string algae really likes a lot. Hydrogen peroxide will flat knock it out. And we've got information on the website in the library entry about the different rates that we recommend, but just regular straight hydrogen peroxide works great. There is another way to go if you don't want to go that route, and I'll talk about it when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And just to finish what I was talking about there on hydrogen peroxide, some people don't like to use unlabeled products. And so I do both because I'm always trying new things. But if you're one of those, and I understand it completely, that likes to have products labeled for exactly what you're using them for, the company called BioSafe now puts hydrogen peroxide products into really nice consumer packaging. It's available out there. If your retail store doesn't have the products, tell them that they can get it through their regular distribution. BioSafe has hydrogen peroxide products that are labeled specifically for these water issues that I was talking about, and also for diseases on plants. And so, you know, all the things that we talk about. They also have organic herbicides or fatty acid. Theirs is a fatty acid product, and they have products that are good for oxygenation of water features and all that. So check it out. It's called BioSafe is the name of that company. Back to the phones, and then I'll cover some more of my stuff when we have time. Here's Art in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Art.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
I'm trying to find out what I need to do to get rid of molds. My neighbors, they use toxic products, and I was using all organic, and they don't have molds, and I do, and they've just torn up my yard totally, and I've tried.
Where are you in Dallas where you have sandy soil, Art?
I'm in Flower Mound.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Flower Mound's got a lot of sandy soil. Well, there's a product that I thought was gone that's still around, and you may have to call around and ask for it and get the retail people to get it in for you, but it is definitely available, and it's called Mole Scram. Mole Scram is from a company that makes a bunch of different animal repellent products, and they work beautifully. The fella, they've advertised with us, and we were real friendly for a long time, and then it just kind of went away, and I had been told that they weren't even doing it anymore. And then a couple of months ago, I ran into the fact that the products are still here, and I was delighted to hear that. So if you can't get your retail stores to bring it in for you, you could order it online. It's called Mole Scram. They also have Rabbit Scram, Deer Scram, and all kinds of other products.
Is it pellets or what?
It's a granulated product that's made from various organic ingredients. And the difference with his products that's so impressive is that as opposed to other animal repellent products, he came up with, that stink and smell bad. He came up with this philosophy and then was able to pull it off. To put things into a product that puts a fear into the animal. He has a smell that puts they're in fear of their life because of the way the stuff smells. I don't know whether it gives them the impression that there's predators or something else, but for some reason it works very, very well.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Give it a shot and let me know how it works, okay?
I will. Bye-bye.
And next up is David in Arlington. Hello, David.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Great. Classic question. Live oak trees.
Okay.
Can we start pruning the trees right now?
Can you start pruning? You could have started pruning a month ago. That fear of pruning in the spring being a time when, you know, you might encourage the knitted beetle to transfer the oak wilt around and all that. There's probably some validity to that. But once you get into the hot weather, there's no problem at all. I've done a bunch of pruning to my largest live oak myself in the past several weeks. So no problem at all.
Great. And then one more classic question. Does the live oak tree, the ground immediately under it, need to be tested to make the St. Augustine palmetto grow properly?
No, not really.
Because of the acid.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it, David. You can grow... palmettos are a really good St. Augustine grass. It'll grow very well in and around live oaks as long as there's enough sunlight getting down to that grass. When the trees get really big and thick and the root system gets heavy and expansive and everything, the competition from those two makes it difficult to grow the St. Augustine or any kind of grass. But the acidity created by the leaves, and I don't think there's even any great validity to that, but even if there was, it wouldn't affect negatively the grass.
Okay. That's what I needed to know, and I really appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. All right. 866-444-3478. The other subject that I wanted to get to, we'll get started on it here for a bit, is cornmeal. I was listening to Bob's show before I went on with him, and one of his listeners said that she had had great results curing toenail fungus, like he and I both talk about and recommend. Bob has a sister or a niece that is a doctor in Mexico. And she's been recommending cornmeal for athlete's foot and toenail fungus for a long time. She's also one that backed up our theory and recommendation to use apple cider vinegar on scalps for control of head lice. She's used it, you know, for years and years and years with great success. But anyway, the subject of cornmeal soaking your feet came up, and his listener said that she didn't have the patience to make the liquid slurry of cornmeal and soak her feet in it, and so she just started putting cornmeal in her socks and shoes, and she said it worked really well to cure her problems, except for the fact that the whole ground cornmeal, which works the best, is very gritty and kind of abrasive almost. And she and Bob both were talking about the fact that they were taking the cornmeal and using a mortar and pestle or some way of grinding it into a finer texture so that wouldn't be a problem. And I told him when I came on that I had a little tip for him, and that is just go to the grocery store and get the cornmeal that's sold to make corn products, because even though it's not whole ground cornmeal and doesn't contain the bran and the germ, it's much, much, much smoother for that use, and it'll still work. What cornmeal does to help cure athlete's foot and toenail fungus is that it stimulates a beneficial microbe called Trichoderma. And Trichoderma overrides the pathogens. And but any kind of cornmeal has it. Corn gluten meal has it. The regular cornmeal that is in the grocery store that's basically the starchy endosperm of the corn kernel has it. Whole ground cornmeal does it the best, does it the most efficiently. But if the texture is something that's a problem for you, if you're using it on the human body or on one of your pets or on livestock or anything like that, you can avoid the grittiness situation by using the stuff that's in the grocery store, which is not the best stuff to eat, but it is the best for that use. And we've got an open line for you. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. Another thing that we were discussing yesterday is the plants that can be used inside the house, whether it's an apartment or an office situation or, you know, any kind of a home at all, any kind of a building where people are. There's a way to make the air fresher and cleaner, and it's backed up by scientific research from NASA. Dr. Wolverton wrote a book about it. I think in the books that I recommend that we cover on dirtdoctor.com, I think there's information about his book. He got into it by wanting to have plants on space travel, you know, helping to clean up the air, take toxins out, help with oxygen and all that kind of thing. And his book is really fascinating in general, but I think the most fascinating part of it is it's really simple to do this yourself, because the plants that are the easiest to grow, the interior plants that are the easiest to grow, are the ones that seem to be the most beneficial in this regard. Bob was telling me about one I'd never used yesterday that I'm going to track down. Janet Craig Dracaena, which I've used a lot, the regular size, but there's apparently a really small one, a dwarf version of it. And he was talking about the fact that Wolverton recommends it. It looks like it works really well. And it's a really extremely easy plant to grow, which is also good. A lot of people ask me, what are the easiest of the plants to grow inside? Well, the aglaonemas are, most of the Dracaenas are. Dracaena marginata, that has the red variegated foliage, is one of the harder ones. I love it. I've got a big one that we keep outside during the summer. But inside, it's a little bit more difficult to grow than the corn plants, the Dracaena warnicki, the Dracaena compacta that he was talking about, and all those. But another one that's great inside that surprises people is aloe vera. A lot of people think, well, aloe vera is a plant that's got to have full sun. And, yeah, it grows in full sun. It's a xeric plant, and it's terrific in full sun. But it adapts to interior light very, very well. And it helps with this air cleanup. It's one of the ones that Dr. Wolverton had in his book and recommended for that use. The other one is probably the most foolproof of all, is commonly called mother-in-law's tongue. There's a whole bunch of different versions of it. Some are green, some are variegated, some are very dwarf, some are really big. Sansevieria is the proper name, the genus, and using them. If you can mess up growing a Sansevieria in your house, you really do have a brown thumb. It's probably the easiest one of all to grow. But anyway, you might want to look at, I think we did a newsletter about it at some point, and it's been a long time. I probably ought to update that and add some of these plants that are not covered in one of the first things that we covered. And I'll see if there's an updated version of Dr. Wolverton's book as well. Well, birds are flying in. I'm Howard Garrett. We'll take a little break here and then come back and go back to the phones. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The newsletter that I refer to from time to time, it's free. All you have to do to get it free is sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil-building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I looked on our website just to make sure, and we did do a newsletter on interior plants a while back. I do need to update it for a couple of reasons I noticed. But if you want to see the current list of interior plants that I recommend that are both the easiest to grow and also the best for cleaning up inside air, just go to our newsletter archives, and the name of it is Interior Plant Tips. And it also has in there, if you forget to write, don't get this written down and forget it, it has Dr. Wolverton's book. The name is How to Grow Fresh Air by Dr. B.C. Wolverton, Penguin Books. So check that out. And I think I'll do an update of that, and we'll add, we didn't do pictures of all those plants. I think I'll do that next for you. You'll get it as a newsletter if you're on board. Okay, back to the phones. Let's get caught up. Let me see where we are here. Jane in Garland, Texas next. Hi, Jane.
Good morning. How are you, Howard?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Hey, I have two very large hibiscus plants in pots, and I've had them in the pots for years. I don't like to put them in the ground because I seem to not be able to grow them in the ground. But they've gotten so large, and the pots are so large, I have trouble even picking them up. And I overwinter them in the garage and then cut them back in the spring and put them outside. Is there any way to split the plants? I don't know if their roots.
I don't know if you can divide a hibiscus or not. It's basically got one crown and one trunk, unless several cuttings were planted in the beginning. You're keeping this in a dark garage, or do you have a greenhouse type situation there?
Well, no, I have two windows that face the south in the garage. And I open the blinds in the wintertime.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised even with that you're able to do it. We have we kept hibiscus for several years, and we've got a total greenhouse situation, and it was even a little bit dicey there. They finally got so big, kind of like you're saying, that we left them out and let them die and then started over with new plants in the spring. But dividing them, I don't think it will work. I think all you can do, Jane, is just cut them back, try to pick prune them back into a size that's manageable, and then at some point they may get so root-bound and so big and start going downhill, and you may have to bite the bullet and just start over with some fresh plants.
Okay, that's what I was thinking I would have to do. Okay.
I assume these are tropical hibiscus, not the perennials.
No, they're not the perennial.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's about all I can tell you. When you cut them back, I would do kind of a small version of the sick tree treatment, a little of the all of the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation and the Garrett juice spray and drenching and all that. Kind of just a mini version of the sick tree treatment.
Okay, all right. And then a second item. I seem to have acquired a new family member. I live on Duck Creek in Garland, and I've got a couple of possums that are using my yard as a bathroom. And is there any way to discourage them? I know they're a beneficial varmint, but...
Yeah, and they really don't hurt a lot. They're just kind of destructive a little bit. I think the best way to repel possums, and I know it is with raccoons, is garlic pepper tea. They hate it.
Okay.
So give that a shot. Doesn't work 100% of the time. Some of the animals, seem to like it even. So, but for most of the raccoons and possums, it will run them off very, very effectively.
Okay. I'll try that then.
Let me know.
Thanks for your help.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Rolene. I guess that's right. Bernal, Utah. Is that correct, Rolene?
Good morning. It is. We've spoken before, but it's been a while.
Listening on KCEL. Is that right?
KV is in Vernal.
KZ.
Mary KV is in Vernal.
Mary Rose likes to trick me in there. What did she just do? Mary Rose picked up the phone, and our caller from Utah vanished. Call us back, and I'll move you right to the front of the line. Sorry about that. Here's Pat in Garland, Texas. Hi, Pat.
Morning. I'm certainly enjoying the show this morning.
Well, thanks.
I'm sitting out in my backyard under a big shade tree.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I wanted to share a little helpful information about the cornmeal. Because you can get a very, very finely ground one. It's organic whole grain yellow cornmeal, and it's natural grocers. The one that I go to is at Forest and Preston, and in reading this label, I see that it is organic, and also that it should be refrigerated. So the shoppers need to go to the back of the store where there's this bank of refrigerators where that store keeps the nuts.
That's exactly where I buy my pecans and walnuts because they are the only grocery store that keeps them refrigerated.
Yeah, they're not involved.
Anyway, real quickly, what's the brand name of the one you're talking about, the cornmeal?
I have a brand name. It's Natural Grocers Only.
Oh, it's just
brand.
A generic one that they have. Okay, great tip.
It's good quality.
Okay. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, that's a fine ground cornmeal at Natural Grocers. We have one in Casa Linda shopping area here in Dallas, and closest to my house, but they're scattered around. Well, and enjoyed the first hour with you. We got a couple more. Telephone number to be with me, whether you're listening or not, is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free. Just sign up right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you can learn about our course, the Natural Organic Certification course, right there on the homepage. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc. Talk to you soon.